long run?
It's coming along good. I feel stronger. I feel no more comfortable in my knee, so it's been feeling good lately.
Talk about your season. How did you feel you played this year?
I felt I played pretty good. Obviously, the start was not exactly what I wanted, but I felt like I improved every game, and that was my goal. I wanted to get better every game. I wanted to learn, all year, and I really think that, a lot of the guys helped me, and the coaches helped me, and I thought it was a good year, and I think I just have to, want more out of myself next year to help the team and help myself, and I think it's just a matter of continuing to learn.
Are you entering the summer then with a confidence about how important you are to the team and what you need to be for them next year to take a step as a group?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I want to be a guy that's going to be relied on to have a big role on the team, and I just want to do whatever I can to be the best player that I can be and do the most that I can to help the team win.
What do you think of the hit that ended your season?
Obviously, I wasn't happy about it, but it's hockey. I've probably taken a hit like that, hundreds of times in my life, and it just caught me at a split second that I was vulnerable, and it's a tough thing to deal with, but it was better than what it could have been, and I'm happy with that.
Knowing how far you've come this year, how tough was it to be on the sidelines for the most important part of the season?
it was really tough. It's tough to be out at any time and to be out in the playoff push. It definitely sucked to not be able to be with the guys in that type of the in that time of the year, and every night I wished I was out there, but next year I'm gonna come back stronger and that much more hungry.
Zach was talking a moment ago about the Western Conference and the size and the strength and the way the game is played. How important was it for you to see that up close and to sort of challenge yourself to be at that level?
I think it was really big. I think not really getting a taste of, everything. Obviously, last year being the lockout year and, really only got to see the East teams, and even the year before didn't really get a big taste of it. But, seeing what the West is about, seeing, how good all these teams are, it's a tough conference to be in. But, looking at our team, we know we're right there, and we know we can make the playoffs and, succeed in the playoffs. And I think just a matter of, growing as a team, and that's about it.
Planning on training with Gary again?
Yeah, I'm going back to Gary. So he's a great trainer. He did so much for me last year, and he's still doing stuff. I talked to him. I got injured. He was trying to help me out, regardless of where I am. And he's a great guy, and can't wait to get back to working with him.
When you see the way that Blake Wheeler's elevated his game, not only his game but his leadership side, part of his game, and Andrew, the way he's matured, what do you take from that as a young player?
Well, you see what it takes to. Those guys have been in the league for a long time, and they know what it takes to win, and they know how to lead. And watching both those guys every night, they're competing, and every night, even if they don't have it that night, they're still the hardest workers on the ice. And that's a thing that I really respect is how every night they're going as hard as they can. How every night they never give up, and those guys could easily be one of those guys that takes a night off, but I haven't seen them take a night off yet, and it's very respectable.